It's time to e-break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Right. 5 minutes. Did I just say that word? Dump it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I said a bad word.
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Put your butt in me.
I heard that.
What? Whoa. Don't roll the promo yet. What'd you say?
I heard that.
What's that? Repeat what you just said.
I started a sentence and then I thought of something else.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates and you get the vote on them at 214-787-1310.
Charlie Wong.
We have to nominate this man. He's pretty much a walking e-break, and that is Joseph Biden, the Vice President of the United States. After introducing the president after the health care bill had passed, he decided to just whisper into the president's ear about how big this moment was, but he didn't exactly whisper, and he forgot there were live microphones in front of him. And if you're watching this live on C-SPAN, undoubtedly you had this e-break experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
Thank you, everybody.
Why would you say it that way?
Thank you.
Why would you say it?
Because he's an idiot. He's an idiot. Man, I got my commentary yesterday on Channel 8 was about this.
Uh-huh.
And at the end, I signed off, I'm Gordon Blanking Keith, and they bleeped it and put it, you know, a little thing over my mouth, so it looks like I said the F word.
Well, that's pretty risque for Channel 8.
What'd your grandmother think of that? Well, my news director emailed me and said he was preparing for the irate emails.
Well, good. I'm going to be one of them.
It's a tough one, pal.
I always watch that the day after with my kids.
How
am I going to do that now?
But my whole point was, why aren't people making a bigger deal out of this? If you go on blogs and everything, people are all saying, you know, that's what I like about Joe Biden. He's salt of the earth. He's just like us, you know. He's a common man, Joe.
Yeah.
And it's like it's no big deal. It's our vice president using the F word, and now we've gotten so relaxed about language. It's just, okay, it happens.
But I thought the government was tightening up on language, the FCC and all of that.
I just don't try to make sense of it.
All right, so there's Joe Biden up for an emergency break of the week, and he's been up for him before. This happened on Saturday on the ticket during the orphanage with Davey and Danny. They were rolling screenless, which is always dangerous.
I heard this during break, and I think this caller is funny.
I think he is, too.
I think he has something.
But if you just arrived at the airport and got in the rental car and heard about the ticket and wanted to listen and see what it was all about, undoubtedly you'd have a very odd opinion of the station after listening to this call.
You're on the ticket.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Well, that's up to you, isn't it?
Have you guys heard the comedian Danny Boy?
No.
He's Scottish, except he looks like he's from India, but he's really funny. He's going to be at the Improv like in a couple weeks. He's got a really funny joke. He goes, the difference between Scottish people and Irish people is pretty simple. Scottish people, they sit there and talk and have a normal conversation like, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm fine, thank you, very good. Irish people say things like, potato. And that's how you can tell the difference between the two.
And that's one of his better jokes?
I LOL'd. For real. But I love you, boys.
Go on, cowboy.
So, does this make me famous? Am I getting laid out on? This is probably the best moment if I'm being laid out on. My radio pants are going crazy. I have a pet Great Dane at home. She weighs 160 pounds. She's in the bed with me sometimes. She eats a lot of food. I think it's Iams large breed. It's in a big green bag. Costs a lot of money to feed her. Uh, This is so legit. Well, I'll call next Saturday. See ya.
Coming up this morning.
See, I think he's great.
Yeah, he played it pretty well, but that is a definite layout e-break there from the Orphanage. And this is the rare combo, the Gordo Jr. combo. We were having a great conversation about expiration dates. I think everyone's suspicious of the date that's on your milk or the lunch meat or something like that. We may need to 810 that discussion, by the way, at some point. And,
is that a verb now?
Yes.
We're going to have to 810 that.
And as we were talking about this, I thought Rich asked another good question about it, and you guys, for some reason, just dropped the ball and quit playing the game.
Hey, back to the lunch meat. Why is it good for 1 year when sealed up, but 7 days once you've opened it? What have they put inside of that package?
It allows Satan inside.
That's just
it's
weird.
Packed with angel breath.
Poop.
Oh, gross. Why did he just say that?
What's happened to everybody?
I don't know,
but he's very proud of himself.
I doubled over giggling.
I'd like to retract my question now.
Everyone goes triple bananas. I'm gone for 2 days, and I get back, and insanity breaks out. What is wrong with y'all? The devil is inside?
I didn't hear anything wrong with that discussion.
I didn't either.
He yelled out poop.
Angel's breath
so?
And poop.
Well, he was announcing that while he was leaving the room.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe something's wrong with you.
Oh, yes.
Did you ever think about that?
It must be me who thought that was an odd conversation ender for you guys.
And I was guessing ingredients. I don't work for the FDA. How am I supposed to know what's in bologna?
Well, I like your guess better than his.
Do you think mine's
more accurate? Out like a second grader.
I was going to say, mine is more accurate.
But isn't that what causes decomposition of food? The
Poop?
Devil?
Or angel's breath.
That's why food goes bad.
Okay, don't try to explain yourselves. Biden, the Orphanage caller, or the Gordo Jr. combo at 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, come on, Muser. God bleeping love you.
Biden. Oh, okay, I got you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
What a weak-ass lineup. I guess I'll vote for Joe Biden.
Well, thanks.
Thanks for
next
holding.
Week, we'll let you produce it. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Who wins?
Whoops.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, God love you. Stand up for this mother effer right here.
Whoa. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for Progeria Rich Wisson's deviated septum.
Rich Wisson.
Rick Arnett. Yeah, mentioning the Progeria thing.
Not up. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
What's that smell? Must be my 7 day meat.
There's a Gordo Jr. combo platter.
That's more junior. This is more of a junior.
It's you, too. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Am I lying right here?
Oh.
Die.
Welcome back, Giorgio. I want to vote for the adopted orphanage. Love you.
Is that your orphanage? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I always enjoy listening to the Musers make love to the airwaves, and I will vote for George's raging case of gonorrhea.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Don't have it.
It's now raging.
Thank you for your pleasant courage.
It's stupid. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
I got a big Great Dane. Lives in my bed.
That's the guy.
Okay. Is that you?
Sounded like him.
I don't know.
I think that was the actual caller.
Could have been. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Dumbass Biden.
Okay.
Jeez.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You guys are a big effing deal.
Oh,
hey,
that's a winner.
We have a winner. Let's hope he finds out. Does he come
he's
to
in
town today?
Yeah, he's in town today. He's probably listening to the emergency break of the week. And you know what? This is fitting because this was an e-break for the entire country.
Yeah. Yep. We can all enjoy this. And maybe we can take the e-break trophy out to Highland Park later today for this big fundraiser that he's in town for.
We won't let you in.
See, you are going. I knew it. All right, let's listen to the Joe Biden e-break of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
And even if he didn't drop the F-bomb, would he really have to say that to the president?
Don't you think no.
The guy's been working on it for all these months.
Yeah, he's aware of the context.
I kind of realize it. Yeah, I've won this big vote. Yeah.
Do you think he cringed when he heard that in his ear, Obama?
Yeah.
That had to distract Obama.
They've got to start kind of putting him out in the pasture, don't they?
Yeah, that guy just kind of said that a little bit loud.
How many's that for the vice president?
God love him. It's his first one. He ties Brent Musburger and Quincy Carter.
I'm in hypnosis.
All right, it's 8:09 here on Sports.